Welcome everyone to this new episode of Geopolitical Report podcast. I'm John Bifolchi, your host and the research manager, especially Risha. And today we have a distinguished guest. We have with us Yasmin Barca. She is a PhD candidate in international relations at Corvinus University of Budapest. And previously, she served in both the consular research section at the Embassy of Hungary in Morocco. She also worked at the Konrad Adenauer Stiftung Office Rabat, covering Morocco and Mauritania. Hi, Yasmin.
Hi, Giuliano.
It's a great pleasure to have you, and I hope that everything is fine. And thanks for being with us today.
Thanks to you.
So today, Yasmin, we will cover more of the issues regarding Morocco, also Morocco and Algeria, after we paid an official visit to Morocco in the last 2 weeks. How our managing director, Sylvia Botto, was in Morocco, and she had the opportunity to cover some issues related to, to the country, to the south of the country, what is called also the Sahara region. But today we have the opportunity to talk with an expert, a person which can provide us more insight and more information. So we will go direct to the first questions, and I would like to ask you, Yasmin, what are the historical roots of strained relationship between Algeria and Morocco, and particularly in terms of their colonial past and post-independence trajectories?
So this is a very interesting question in order to understand the relation between Morocco and Algeria. So I think the main thing that we have to bear in mind on Morocco-Algeria is the way both countries were colonized and decolonized. So Algeria has a very different experience from Morocco. It was an early colony, and the experience of the colonization started in 1830, and it served like for a form of experiment for France. And so the Europeans settled in Algeria, and then the insurrections from Algerian were repressed by French colonizer, and it was quickly assimilated as a French territory. And after that, the French basically gave a lot of territories to Algeria, and its current shape by conquering territories over neighboring Morocco, and especially their border areas. While Morocco has a very different experience with the French colonizers. So the French presence in Morocco was relatively late. It was only on 1912 until 1956. The model adopted was a protectorate, while in Algeria it was a colony. So the General Lyoté, which was the main figure during the protectorate of Morocco, he sought to craft a kind of he tried to craft a model for Morocco that will be the opposite of that chosen for Algeria. So he wished to preserve and develop the Moroccan state. And in addition, when we come back to the French protectorate in Morocco, we see that the French protectorate in Morocco largely relied on the local authorities to uphold their authority and maintain stability in the country. So the French approach favored a light of footprint, which contrasts the more heavy-handed approach that Paris has adopted for Algeria. So we can already see the differences between Morocco and Algeria. And if we come back to this period, a lot of Algerian doctors came to Morocco during the protectorate to practice the modern medicine in Morocco, and Algeria developed at this epoch a kind of feeling of superiority on Morocco, because they felt like they have a better assimilation of Western codes and science. And at this epoch, Morocco was also relatively poorer than Algeria. So from this moment, we could already analyze and see a kind of jealousy between the two countries and a feeling of superiority from Algeria. The decolonization period in the Maghreb and especially in Morocco and Algeria amplified differences between the both countries. So Morocco gained independence very quickly than Algeria. So it was in 1956, the same period as Tunisia. After the decolonization, so the Moroccan state was preserved, and at the independence, the same dynasty was on the throne, and there was a strong continuity at the top of the Moroccan state. While Algeria, the decolonization process was more violent, like the War of Independence, which now is referred as a revolution of liberation by some historiographical Algerian specialists. So the War of Independence ended only after 8 years in Algeria, and I think 1.5 million French soldiers were deployed, and 24,000 died, and a lot of Algerians also were killed. So after the independence, the country started to sow. It's so like a rise of a military regime and a socialist economy. And so starting from this moment, it started to be called as the Popular Democratic Republic. So we already see another point of difference between Morocco and Algeria. And the very first confrontation between Morocco and Algeria, it was during 1963 with the Sand War, and which notably stemmed from a disagreement over borders. As I pointed out, so France gave a lot of territories to Algeria, which was part of Morocco. So during the Sand War between Algeria and Morocco, Morocco tried to take back its territories, but after it wasn't that possible because it was already dried by France. And another point is that the differences between the two regimes, between Morocco and Algeria, has emphasized the tension between the two countries. And I think the two countries were the most populous countries in the Maghreb, and thus competed for a form of hegemony. So both of the countries, and especially Algeria, wanted to maintain a kind of and to have this superiority on the other state, on the other Maghrebian state. And it was they want this kind of hegemony in the region, and I think until today Morocco and Algeria constitute the main strategic threat to one another, and this is something that appears more or less openly in the public discourse.
Thanks for this historical overview, for the information you provide us. When we talk about Algeria and Morocco, of course we have to talk about what in the West we used to define as Western Sahara, and or the southern part of Morocco, Southern Sahara, Moroccan provinces. So can you tell us more about how the Western Sahara dispute impacted the relationship between the two countries, and why has it become a significant obstacle to the normalization of the relations between Algeria and Morocco?
The dispute over the Sahara and as we said, in the international level, the Western Sahara is a very sensitive question for both countries. And if we came back to, if we look at the history of how the Western Sahara affair unfolded, it is quite surprising beyond the ideological discourse in Morocco and Algeria, the question of how it started is not really known. I think after the Sand War, Algeria and Morocco started to search to mend ties, especially after the Khartoum summit of 1967, a period where the Arab country sought more consensus. So during this period, the process of the rapprochement started between Algeria and Morocco, and they signed the Ifrane Treaty on 1967, which was a treaty of friendship. After that, on 1972, a treaty was signed in Tlemcen to agree on the common borders. So in this period, already everything was good between the two countries, but everything changed since the creation of the separatist movement in 1973, and it was the year where the separatist movement, the so-called Polisario Front, was created. So the Polisario Front was headed by a student who already studied in Morocco. He had his bachelor in the University of Mohammed V in Rabat. So he was an activist of the Moroccan far left in Rabat. So it's actually started as a very Moroccan story, notably seeking help from the Moroccan left. But the Polisario doesn't obtain anything from the Moroccan left. So it was just a political resource. So it wasn't a financial aid or something. But after that, the separatist movement sought and help from Libya first, and after Algeria was relatively late to come into the story. So first it was Libya, and after Algeria came only when Moroccan state, when Morocco launched the Green March, which was organized by the king in 1975, in order to take back the Sahara. And again, one should bear in mind is that Algeria seeks to be the hegemon in the region. So the expansion of Morocco that become a threat. So Algeria started to support in Polisario military, financially, and politically. So to save its hegemony and in the region, the country started to have a solidarity and to finance military, and also to have a solid political position with the separatist movement. So some analysts argue that Algeria is simply seeking a client state in the region, which could make sense. Others also give this argument that Algeria could have an easier access to the Atlantic, as we know that Morocco has an opening to the Atlantic and the Mediterranean Sea, which is which only Morocco has this position in the Maghreb, and it could be also an argument to justify this solidarity. So at the end, for Algeria, supporting the Polisario is about making Morocco stuck strategically and diverting a lot of attention, energy, and resources to the Western Sahara affair. So, which I should precise that the Sahara affair is called the national cause in Morocco. It should be noted that there is almost unanimous feeling in Morocco that Western Sahara is Moroccan. So it's a very, very deep national question in Morocco, and Moroccans consider the Sahara as Moroccan, so there is no question about that. So it's obvious that the Sahara is a part of Morocco. And I would say that the problem is that Morocco, the current problem is that Morocco has been making a lot of progress on the issue, and especially in the recent years. So Algeria started to appear to be stuck, and it doesn't want, if we could also analyze that Algeria appears to be stuck to a cause that it does not want to be heavily invest in, because at the same time, the truth is that Algeria has a little confidence with Polisario leadership, and it's not in the interest of Algeria to want like a risk of a Polisario Moroccan confrontation, and at this moment Algeria would be dragged. So it's a complicated situation for the Algerians also. I think this is a very large answer, but
Okay, Yasmin, thanks. Thanks to be direct, thanks also for all the information. Just a quick question for a quick answer. Recent developments, recent intensification of disputes. What do you think about this? What happened in the recent, you know, in the past year, year and a half? Just a brief answer about this to, you know, to close all these issues, all these issues between Algeria and Morocco.
Indeed. So currently, the diplomatic relation between Morocco and Algeria were severed in 2021. So Algeria made some allegation against Morocco. The Algerian government accused Morocco to be behind the wildfires in several Algerian regions. Additionally, Algeria has criticized Morocco as supporting the Kabyle movement, particularly the solidarity expressed by Omar Hilal, which is the Moroccan representative at the United Nations. And the Kabyle movement is a separatist and a separatist movement in Algeria, which is advocating independence from Algeria, and it's a very, very, very sensitive issue for Algeria. I think another factor, the real factor, is that Morocco now, and since Morocco came back to the African Union, the foreign policy of Morocco started to focus only mainly in Africa. And this approach has been very effective, and a lot of African nations have withdrawn recognition of the separatist movements. And Morocco signed a lot of cooperation with African countries in various sectors, including education, for example. If I could give you an example, that Morocco provide a lot of scholarships to sub-Saharan students. So this strategy fosters an emotional bond with Morocco among African nations position. And these sub-Saharan students started to have an emotional link with Morocco and start to see Morocco as a very like a leader in the region. And this is not in the interest of Algeria. So this growing influence of Morocco in Africa put a lot of challenge to Algeria, which perceives Morocco enhanced regional role as detrimental to its own interests. And in response to that, Algeria now is seeking to bolster its influence in the Maghreb. And we could see now that Algeria is attempting to form some alliances with the other Maghrebian countries and excluding Morocco, like the case of we can see now that Algeria and Tunisia started to be more starting to have more cooperation, And this geopolitical maneuver reflects Algeria's effort to counterbalance Morocco in the region. So we could conclude that Algeria and Morocco want this kind of leadership in the region. And now, unfortunately for Algeria, Morocco already takes some steps on Algeria.
Thanks. Yasmin, for the information you provide, for your analysis. Also, we should mention that if we look at the geopolitical theory, Algeria and Morocco, they share the same Lebensraum, so the same vital space in the region. And this is also another reason which had another layer of, which complicate the relations. And currently we are based in Rome, and we should say that Morocco is one of the most important partner in the Mediterranean area and North Africa for Italy, also for European Union. At the same time, Algeria now is playing a major role regarding the natural gas for Europe, particularly after the beginning of the Ukraine conflict. So these are other layers of a complication of all the situation, which can lead to an increasing geopolitical risk that we hope that we will not have or will not face in the future. By the way, thanks again, Yasmin, for your expertise to provide
the
information. And thanks also to our listeners and followers. And I will invite you to follow us and to listen again our geopolitical report podcast, the next one. So thanks again and bye-bye.
Bye.